It's Monday, the 6th of September, 2021. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
How long does it take for a complicated one?
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Still love you.
And a nice way to open up this year's episode of the show from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's the one and only Dr. Dog. Back with a new song that was called Here Comes the Hot Stepper. Really good song. It doesn't sound exactly like everything else by Dr. Dog, but at the same time, it's unmistakably Dr. Dog. It's just that the song vibe is kind of different, but I super loved it. Great song. Very excited about that song. I hope there's a new album underway that's just going to all sound as awesome as that did, because really into it. Speaking of things that are great and that I love, how about this next one? It is from Los Angeles, California. It's the band Dumbo Gets Mad. I've played them on the show several times, including some of the very best songs that are on this new record of theirs that just came out recently. It's called Things Are Random and Time Is Speeding Up. And I just want to play my two favorite songs off here, but I've already played them over the past year or two because they've released them as singles, so I didn't want to play those same songs again. So we're going to hear some other ones that I haven't played before. So first we're going to hear Congratulations and then Voodoo on Gold, both excellent. And Congratulations in particular, it's got kind of, it's somewhere between like ABBA and William Onyebar. It's got a great vibe to it. Really cool. So you're going to dig that. So without further ado, Dumbo Gets Mad with Congratulations and Voodoo on Gold right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Yeah. Say there is none.
I've been asked over the years many times, why isn't there a conservative comedy? And I always would give the answer, which I think was the true answer, there's not good fodder for it. You know, the liberals aren't crazy. This was my answer for many years. I cited Dennis Miller, who is a great comedian. Yeah. But when he became a conservative, he was tasked with like doing 10 minutes on Nancy Pelosi in the same way we would talk about Sarah Palin. But Nancy Pelosi isn't funny like that because she's not crazy or stupid. Sarah Palin is a moron. It's easy to, she is, and it's easy to make fun of her, really. It's easy to make fun of Wasilla Living, meth lab, whatever, Sarah Palin. Now, I'm not saying she works in a meth lab, but I'm sure we did some jokes about that. So there was nothing to make fun of. That was that crazy. Now, I don't think it's the same situation. I keep saying to the liberals, you know what? If what you're doing sounds like an Onion headline, stop. This is why there is an opening for conservative comedy. Because, you know, when you tear down statues of Abraham Lincoln in the land of Lincoln cancels Lincoln, it's an Onion headline. You know, three-year-olds pick their own gender is an Onion headline. You know, a lot of this stuff that goes on the left now, it's, you know, Seattle votes to decriminalize crime. The problem is that they don't know how to do comedy. But if they found someone who did, they could. Because I do it more here than I used to. Because comedy goes where the funny is. And there is funny on the left now, as well as the right.
Okay, let's get caught up. After Dumbo Gets Mad back there, we hear a couple songs from a band from South Korea. That's right, the Seoul Magic Club. That's the name of the band. They're from Seoul. You'd never guess from the name of the band. We heard a couple songs. First, we heard Reverie off their EP. Maybe it's an album called Hope. And then we heard Que Sera Sera, but she kind of says Que Sera Sera, I think. It's just a single, Que Sera Sera, Que Sera Sera. Really great. This band, Seoul Magic Club, I'd never heard of them until recently. Kind of remind me of Asobi Seksu. It's got that like shoegazy sound going on. Some of the songs have like a little bit more K-pop, classic pop kind of vibe, which I'm not as into, but I thought the ones I played were quite good. And if you liked them, check it out. They've got several releases. I just picked it all up because that was pretty interesting. So, and I'm always excited when I find cool music from South Korea or somewhere where it's usually kind of off my radar. So thought that was cool. Okay, speaking of other things I thought were cool, after Seoul Magic Club, we heard Will Van Horn. He's a pedal steel guitar player from Houston, Texas, and he's got this EP called Pedal Steel Guitar where he does covers of songs mostly and some originals. And you know, the thing is, you normally think the steel guitar and you think like country music, maybe Hawaiian. But what's great about Will Van Horn is he does it just like straight jazz music, but with the steel guitar, which is a pretty neat kind of addition. I think it works super well. He does such a good job with it. And he did some awesome covers, which are the ones we heard. So we heard a cover of the amazing Ethiopian jazz master from the 60s, Mulatu Astatke. We heard his song Yakermo Stew, or however you say it. Really great. And then, of course, a cover of Aphex Twin, April 14th, because, you know, last episode didn't have enough April 14th. So I wanted to put a little bit more on in case you thought I didn't know about this one. I learned this in the intervening 2 weeks since the last episode, and I loved it. I feel like April 14th, it works so well on every instrument, but especially on steel guitar. That was super cool. Okay, speaking of things that are super cool, how about this next band from San Francisco, California? It is Max Gardner. This actually isn't his newest stuff. It's off an album from a few years back called Stirrings. It's super good, so I wanted to play a couple tracks from it. I just learned of it more recently. So we're going to hear This Day and Age and Soon Enough. Excellent songs by Max Gardner, and he has a newer album, which I also picked up and liked from it, but I just go in order. So I'll just play stuff from the new album later when I when I need music for a future episode. So for now, enjoy This Day and Age and Soon Enough from Max Gardner's album Stirrings. Where else? But right here on The Sounds of My Head. Thank you. All right, let's get caught up one last time. That was two songs in a row by Brooklyn, New York's very own Caveman. I am such a big Caveman fan, have been for as long as they've been putting out music, and they got a new record. It's called Smash, and the songs we just heard were Helpless and River, both very good songs. You know, the whole album is like at least 4 stars, basically. Some songs are 5 stars. Kind of like Dumbo Gets Mad, they put out a lot of these songs that are on the record over the past couple of years, like as singles or EPs. And I'd already played them on the show as well. So Helpless and River, not my two favorites off the record, because I've already played those on past episodes of the show when they released as singles. But the album is very good. And if you hadn't picked up the singles, now's a good time. Just pick up the whole album. You won't be disappointed. Caveman is awesome. And the new record is great. Okay, finishing up this year's episode of the show with new music from the Flaming Lips. That's right. They've got a new single. It's called Girl in Amber. I like it a lot. Vocals by Nell Smith. So I don't know who Nell Smith is. As best I can tell, she just does vocals on this one song with the Flaming Lips. Or maybe she's in the band. I don't know. I was trying to figure it out, and I got lost reading the Wikipedia entry for the Flaming Lips. It's like the history of the band and all the band members. And it's like, oh my God, I don't know. Nell Smith isn't mentioned. But if you Google Nell Smith, then the Flaming Lips Wikipedia comes up, which is very confusing. Anyway, I don't know. I just know that this song is good. So I hope you enjoy it as well. Nell Smith and the Flaming Lips, finishing up this episode of the show with Girl in Amber. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Aqua by the Soul Magic Club, Alberto Balsam, another cover of Aphex Twin by Will Van Horton, and Avril 14th, another cover of Aphex Twin, this time by Gravity Proof. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. That'd be great if you did. I wish more people listened to my show. Maybe it's not for everyone, and that's fine. I guess then don't. But if you have anyone who you think might like it, go ahead and tell them. I'd appreciate that. You can also find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. Email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. If you've got any hot tips, just want to tell me something, tell me to stop playing versions of Avril 14th, you get it. Whatever. You can tell me anything you want. I always like hearing from you. We'll talk to you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.